mitzvahs a lulav is a shear. How big it has to be? Rashi says, b'shefer kadei sheyachzenu b'yad, you have to be able to hold on to it with your hands. V'yir at the seed l'kan l'kan. And the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah. And lulav also is a shear. How big it has to be? Shear bina. Therefore, v'avarez kechov, and the Gemara says, ketuse mechte shirei. Since the shefer, or this lulav, comes from an avodah zarah, since it's torn shreif, he has to burn it. It's considered like it's burnt already. It's like chopped up already. It's missing its shear. So therefore, you're not making the mitzvah. But hoch over here, by the mitzvah kisi adam, kol ma de mechaseis mal lekisui. Kol ma de mechtas. Like the more you consider it burnt, the better it is for kisui. You can't ruin it. But there's no real shear. It's just a mitzvah. Adam has to be covered up. So my sense, you're covering it up with the dirt of the ir nidaches. Avad yibi mekayim the mitzvah. Here there's no shear of dirt. It's just a mitzvah. The dam has to be covered up. Mashenkin by shofar and by lulav, there's a shear. Here we say ketusa mechta shiuri. Since it's also banor, it's trained shofar. Like Rashi says, kibul the shofar kaimom kolayim and lister peskasarav dami. Therefore, there's no shear. But over here, adarabba, the more it's burnt up, the more it will be roi for kisi adam. And therefore, since you're not having hanor from it, because mitzvah lav lehenes litnu, you could be mekayim the mitzvah of kisi adam, even with this offer that's also banor, that comes from ir hanidachas. Hajin alecha kisi adam. Now the Mishnah says, gid hanosha. The aloch of gid hanosha, the Torah says, you're not allowed to eat the special vein. The gid hanosha is noyig boritz of chutz loritz. Whether the animals in Eretz Yisrael, whether it's chutz loritz, you both have this aloha not to eat from the sciatic nerve. Bifnei habayis, b'shlo bifnei habayis. Whether you have bisman the beis hamikdash, or bisman there's no beis hamikdash, still it's also to eat from the gid hanosha. Ba'chulin of the mikdashim, whether the animal is a chulin, whether the animal is a korbin, you have an issur not to eat from the sciatic nerve. V'noig bebehemo v'chaya, it's noig whether it's a behemo or whether it's a chaya. The Yerach shall yumin or the Yerach shall smil. The Tanakama holds that applies to both sides of the animal, whether it's the right or left hip. On both of them, you have the yisra of Gid Hanosha. But, v'yeinu noig v'yoif, does not apply to a bird. Why? Mifnei shein l'kaf, because a bird has no kaf by its hip. It does not have like a spoon-shaped hip. Therefore, this thing doesn't have a kaf there, there's no yisra Gid Hanosha. And we'll see in the Gemara, Rashi says that what the Gemara means to say, that even though it has a hip there, it's just not round like a cup, like a spoon. Therefore, the yisra gid hanosha does not apply to a knife. Now the Mishnah says, Vayta, by animals, v'noyi bishlil, by a fetus, inside the animal, if you have the fetus, like you made a shrit on the mother, now you're allowed to eat the fetus, the yisra gid hanosha applies to that also. It's hip sauce, so you can't eat the sciatic nerve. We have Yudah. Yudah says no. Ein and loy b'shlil. On a fetus, there's no issa gid hanosha. You're allowed to eat from the gid hanosha of a shlil. The chel by mutter, what in the chelav of a shlil is mutter teat. There's no issa chelav only after it's born, not on the fetus. But now the Mishnah says v'yein hatabochim nemonim, like the butchers, the shechem, the not nemon to say al gid hanosha. The nemon to say that they took out the gid hanosha. We can't trust them. Rashi says, Loima, Nitlenu, they're not able to say they took out the Gidanosha from this hip, from the side of the meat. Rashi says, why? It's a big bother. Lachta chakra to take it out. So Stamma say, we don't believe them. Divar Rabbi Meir, these are the words of Rabbi Meir. The Chachomam, the Chom say no, the Chom Moimrim, Nemonim, all of Yalachelev, no, we could trust them. If they said they took out the Gidanosha, or they said they took out the chel of the osabek of fats, we have a right to believe them. They said they made nikur, we could believe them. Now the Gemara says, Mukdoshim, like what does the Mishnah have to say that Gid Hanosha applies to a korban? Pshita, of course it applies. Mishum diyaktish shepokal le'yisura gid minei. Just because you took an animal and you amaktish, you made it into a korban, is that a reason why the yisa gid should go off? Like as soon as it's born, it has nisa gid hanosha. So later, when you mark the shit, treat it still also. What's the tzad to say it should be muta? But the chitim, maybe you tell me that our tan holds yesh begidim b'nei satam. The maybe this gid hanosha has the tam of basar on it, Rashi says Yesh Bino Satan means Bebosa. Then there's some machlokes about this. Posh the machlokes says that there is a certain amount of time of taste in this gid, and the shalu is that that has a taste of Bosa or not. So behold that yes, the sciatica vein, the vein itself has a taste of Bosa to it. And therefore Rashi says, Vashmin Hatana Tanaba Mishnah wants to hear, tell us, Tiyoichu Gid Anosha Shom Gdoshim. If somebody eats the Gid Anosha from a korbin, Loikishtein, you get two times Malkus. Achas Mishim Gid. Shafilu Eitzu, even if a Gid would not have a locha like Bosa, even if it would be strong, sharp like wood, still, Hatara Chayvlo, Hatara Sadi Chayv on this. And Viyachas Mishum Gdoshim, the overness of eating from Hegdish. Sheyesh by tam, because the chiddush is that gidim have a taste to it. Fenena menagdoshim, v'shemini minotarti. Chod do di yesh begidim noisen tam, v'chod do di yistachal alista. That even though first that a nisa gid anoshim on it, secondly when you mark the shit, the yista hegdish is chal upon the yista gid anoshim. So you say yistachal alista. Rashi says lofuki man diyom abayi pirkum have leidom ein begidim noisen tam. There's a man diyom letter that says no, that the gid anoshim is like hard like a wood, it doesn't have tam bosser on it. So maybe that's pshat in our Mishnah. The Rav Mishmor says v'chi teima. Maybe the chiddush of Mishnah is that we hold yesh begidim leisim tam, and the chiddush is v'yosti yisla mekadoshim mechal leisa gid. That later when you makdish the animal, the yisla hegdish is chal upon the gid anosha. So Mor says if so, that would have been the chiddush. Haim mekadoshim noyeg begidmi boilei. It should have said that the Yisra Hegdish applies even to Gid Anosha. The Mishnah is mashma the opposite way, that the Yisra Gid Anosha applies to Kabonis, and that's the Kasha Pshita, what's the Chiddush? Most of El Elamai the opposite way. Elok Sover, our Tana holds, ain't the Gid Benois and Tam. Our Tana holds, no, there's no Tam to sciatica nerve. These nerves have no Tam Boso. Over Mugdoshim, therefore by a Korbin, Yisra Gid Ika Yisra Mugdoshim Leko. That's what Tana means to say. Noyde Mekdosh means to say there's only an Issa Gid Anosher by a Korbin on the Gid and not an Issa Kotshim on the Gid. So that's the Chiddush, there's only an Issa of Gid Anosher. So Mor says, is that true? V'sova Tanit Dana Tana, does our Tana hold? Ain Begidim B'Leis Tam, is that true? V'yatanan, we learned the Gemara later, or V'yatanan, we had a Gemara before that says, Yerech Shenes Basher B'Gid Anosher. Let's say you have the Yerech, those side of an animal, and you cooked it up with his Gid Anosha inside it. So it says, Im Yesh Bo Benoi Saint Tam, Harezu Asura. If you could taste the taste of the Gid in the rest of the meat, the rest of the meat is also. You see, clearly our Tana holds that Yesh Begidim Benoi Saint Tam, that there is a Tam in the Gidim. And therefore, if that Tam goes into the rest of the meat, like there's less than Shishim, then it will become also. So you see, there is a Tam. So Achur, our Tana also holds like that, that Yesh Begidim Benoi Saint Tam. So what's the Chiddush of our Mishnah? So Mora says, Elohoko bevlodus kodeshim askinim. Our Mishnah is talking about vlodus kodeshim. You have a korban shlom that gave birth. The vlad, Rashi says, behemas shlomim sheyolda. The behema shlomim gave birth. And that's the Chiddush of our Mishnah. Shmin and Tanah the Mastis and the Loitema don't think that Issa Mekdoshim, Rashi says, should be kodem comes first. And therefore the Issa Gid is not chal, because ain't Issa chal. Issa, kamash lano, El Rashi del Tavayu Chalibotachal. The Xav of Lodis Kotchim, Mishaf Yitzirosim Bemeim on Hen Kadeshim. The Gid Anoshin Noi Bitzlil, Vishtakas di Bitzirosim Uber, Chalish name, they both chal the same time. As soon as the Gid is formed inside the fetus, at that time both the Issa Kotchim is chal upon it, and the Issa Gid Anoshin is chal upon it. Since both is chal, but Vasach is like, therefore both is chal, that's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. That's the Gemara says. Elohocho bevlodis kodeshim askinun. Uksor our Tana holds noyig bishlil. That the Yisra Gid Anosha, like our Tana Kama holds, applies even to the fetus and the animal. Uksor also our Tana holds vlodis kodeshim, the fetus inside the korbin, bemeya iman hen kodeshim. They have kedusha even though they're inside the mother's stomach, even before it's born. It has nisa kedusha on it. And so, as soon as this Gid is formed in the fetus, the Chiddush is the Issa Gid, the Issa Mekdoshim, Bahadi Adodikosi. They're both chal the same time. And even though usually we say Ein Issa Chal Al Issa, but here where they're both chal of Asakas, both come the same time, here we say the Yachal. So that's Pshana Mishnah. So Mor says still, is this true? O Mimotz Es Mukmas Lo, Pishlil, how could you say our Mishnah is talking about the fetus? of a kochim of a korbin for me to tony safer. Since the safer of a Mishnah says that noy bishlil, that the yisigin anosh applies even to the fetus, is mechlal du reisha la bishlil askinon. Mashma du reisha, the Mishnah is not talking about the fetus, it's talking about the korban itself. Someone says no. Hochikom, this is what the Mishnah means to say. Dove zeh, that that I said, that the yisigid applies even to the fetus, even to the uber, hishno machlekes rabbiud of rabbonin, it's like a machlekes rabbiud in the rabbonin. Then next time, both the reisha and the seif is talking about the uber, the fetus. Morias, O Mimot Sisamr, is it possible to say, Titavaya Bihadadad Kiyosi, is it true what he's saying, that both the Yisra Gid Hanosha and the Yisra Mikdoshim is chal the same time on this fetus? I do not know, long at this, more later. Al Eilu Tumois Hanoz Megalech. These are the Tumas that the Nose touches, the Nose becomes Tomei, he's Mafsid, his Din Nazirus, he has to start counting over again. Rashi says Shenitnu Liachre Shemoyne Mitzvot Nezirosav. Let's say another counted of 10 days, and then he touched a certain mace, a tumah. So Soisa Koma Shemoni, he loses all his count, and he has to cut off his hair and start over again. Rashi on this week's parsha. So say like this: Al Eil Lizer the Tumis Anozem Galeich. Al Anais, if a nozer touches a mace, Vial Kazayis for the mace, if he touches a Kazayis worth of the mace. And on this, for Kashlon, we have a question, Makashalon. Al-Gazayis min ha-meis megalech, won't you tell me that if a nozer just touches a kazayis on an olive's worth of a mace, he has to, like, be slaced with Naziris and get take a hiccup and start over again? Is so, akula lekoshkein. What do you have to tell me, akula kshita? Madach on a kazayis, avada akulon. So what's the chiddush? So on this, for Yomer, Rav Yochanan Yerichanan says, lenitzuka, the chiddush over here is, elu lenefel, Shalanikshru Evor Begidim. If you have this fetus, so Rashi says, Shakula Kaim, the whole fetus is here, for Yadayan Lain is Kashru Evor Begidim, but its body yet did not form yet with the veins. Shrekol Evor of Neutrim, all its limbs are there, but Vedayan ain't a lot Kazai's boss, there's no Kazai's boss yet. That's the Kiddush in Israel, Lenefel Shalanikshru Evor Begidim, that its limbs did not get its veins yet. Salma, what do we see? That Yisra Mugdoshim Kodim, that Yisra Hegdish comes first. Rashi says, why? The Mishor Shenoitzehu Kodesh. The time when this fetus is formed, it has a Din Kedusha, it's being formed in a Korban Shlomim, it has Kedusha. But the Adayin Loinoitzer Agid, the sciatic vein was not created yet. To Achazin, we see here, the Yitziras Uber Kodemus, the Yitziras Gid, that the fetus is there before it gets its veins. Talmo Yisra Mekdoshim Kodim. Someone says, no. Afagav the Yisra Mekdoshim Kodim still os the Yisra Gid Chalalayu. Sheken Yisra Noi B'Bnei Noich. Because no, the Yisra is even Noi by B'Nei Noich. Therefore, this Yisra Gid will even apply to this also. Alright, we'll continue on the other side. So just wait till we to the end of this tape and then turn over, we'll continue this on. We'll continue Daf Tzadik on the other side of this tape.